Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka D-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LaJay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast. You know, the one that with RAI Radio, the one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, baby. And today, my people, today, we got a surprise for you, baby. We got Mr. Racer in the building. And so I don't give away everything, honey. I'm going to go ahead and bring him online so he can tell you who he is and what he do. What's good with you, boo?
What's going on? Glad to be a part of the show.
Yes, definitely. So why don't you go ahead and give our people a little bit of insight on who you are and what you do, honey?
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter, producer, actor. The labels go on. I guess a well-rounded entertainer is probably the best description I can give to people.
Okay. Now, I know you got this single out called Beans and Rice. Now, people, I know you're a little hungry. You should have ate before you tuned in. But, you know what I'm saying, right off the top of my dude, I can say the analogy of, you know what I'm saying, you and her going together like beans and rice. I was really feeling that. And, you know what I'm saying, my people, y'all know y'all remember that good old Ludacris song, Growing Pains? Well, that beat put me in the mind of that. So hands down for me, it was an instant light, you know what I'm saying? But why don't you go ahead and talk to my people about that beans and them rice?
Yeah, the weird thing is, you know, it turned out to be a song about just like, you know, togetherness, you know, a strong connection between two people. But the original inspiration for the record was, it was supposed to be promote interracial dating was the original idea. That's how the Beans and Rice title came about. And but the more I, you know, wrote the record and during the recording process, it took on a life of its own. And you know, what you hear now is a much broader song. But the original idea was supposed to be about you know, blacks and whites dating and kind of ignoring the racial stigma that they may feel in their given communities. You feel me?
Okay. I'm feeling that. You know what I'm saying? It's good when you got a dual meaning in something that's so great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was looking on your Joan, and you produced, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, honey, I'm going to need you to name drop on some of these things, you know what I'm saying? Because we get real interested in when a person has more than just one show to their poniness. You feel me?
Yeah. So I produce a lot of records. You know, I'm born and raised South Florida. So I've worked early mixtapes from Rick Ross. Got a couple records on his M.I.A.O. mixtape. I got several records with Briscoe, who, you know, Free Briscoe, you know, that boy just came home, so big shout out to him. But I got a couple records on some of his projects. I've done a few records for Gunplay. Shout out Triple C's, worked with Young Breed, got a few records on his mixtape.
Okay.
So I did a lot of work with the MMG family. Produce a couple movies too, as well as Percentage and House of Body. So decent little resume.
Yes, I saw that too. You know what I mean? And I was very impressed because a lot of the times when I have, you know, people to come on here and talk about their brand, one of the questions I ask them is, how are they branding? And a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, it's cool, you know, you're doing your music and you're getting it out there, you know, in different, you know what I'm saying, for shows and, you know, on different, you know, avenues online, you know, but I don't think they really grasp what the concept of branding means. And, you know, what you're doing right now as far as producing, you know, getting your name out there that way, you know, having your music in movies and things of that nature, you know, those are the type of things that lead to, you know, major branding, because they see that you're able to do more than one thing and you're in more than one avenue, you know what I'm saying? So I really want to give my hats off and a salute to you on that, because not many cats are doing those type of things out here.
Appreciate it.
No doubt. Now, when are you considering doing other things? You know, I had just got in touch with a couple of people as far as getting my music, some of my more, you know, far out there, you know, different type of music on video games, you know what I mean? So I got that in the works. Are there any other ways that you're branding your name right now and trying to get yourself out there?
Absolutely. Well, you know, social media is a huge thing, and so I continue to scour the social media world and try to find new outlets. And most recently, I'm actually a guest co-host on a radio show called Ground Hard Radio, and so that's put me in touch with another group of people that, you know, I may not have otherwise been in touch with. So, you know, I definitely think there's no substitution for hard work, and you know, with hard work and you put yourself in line with different opportunities, and then you know, you reach the sky. So that's really my approach. It's just, I say no to nothing and yes to everything.
Okay, KK, I'm feeling that one right there, because the more you say yes, the more doors will be open for you, you know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate you coming on here and speaking in this manner, because I know cats listen, especially younger cats. You know what I'm saying? They got a little thing to say. But you know what I'm saying? They listen for all types of reasons, and it really helps. It really helps when somebody of your caliber comes on and speaks on things of this nature, you know, that they're doing, you know what I mean? It really gives people and the younger cats out here something to think about. Instead of, you know, oh, I'm just trying to reach the top and have some money and have some cars and have some bitches and have some, you know what I'm saying, some bottles popping. You know what I mean? Because it's not what that's about. And that type of mentality is not going to get you too far, because a lot of cats is out here speaking on that and it's oversaturated with that. And we want to hear something different, see something different. So I really appreciate you coming on here and blessing me, you know what I'm saying, with your knowledge and your expertise and your experience. We need more of that now. Definitely.
True.
So for my people that's out there listening, I'm going to need y'all to check for my boy Razor Baby at that www.twitter.com/305RAZOR. And you can slide on over to that www.instagram.com/305RAZOR. You know what I'm saying? Follow him. He will follow you back. You know what I'm saying? My boy is never sending you like that. Get it? So y'all need to make sure y'all checking for that Beans and Rice. It is on all social media outlets. You know what I'm saying? You can check him out on iTunes. You can request him on 99.5 South Beach. You know what I'm saying? Between 9 and 11. My boy is spinning. But if you can't, if you don't got a chance to check him out there, I'm going to need y'all to get on over to that soundcloud.com/305Razor/Beans and Beans Rice. You feel me? Explicit, honey. I'm going to need y'all to let that play a couple times. And how do we know you wasn't there or you was there if you don't leave a comment, babe? I'm going to need all of y'all to check my boy out. Give his stone a chance, because he's out here doing big things, because y'all know your girl don't gas for something she don't like. So check my boy out. You feel me? Now, I want you to talk to us about what really keeps you motivated to keep doing this, because a lot of cats, like I said, they do it for superficial reasons, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they speak on it, which is, you know, no disrespect, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't downing them for that, because everybody has their own reasons for doing what they do in this industry. But we want to know what you're doing it for and how you started.
I love the craft, the artistic process, everything from, you know, creating new production and new sounds and playing with different instruments and discovering other producers. You know, I don't always have to produce all my own records. So, like, that whole creative process of, you know, selecting the production, the songwriting, and then, you know, a lot of time I bring other writers in to come and help and sharpen, you know, still. That whole process, I just love that. And the mixing, mastering, everything. And so the art of self-expression is really what continues to motivate me to keep putting music out, you know.
Definitely, definitely. I am feeling you. I'm feeling what you're standing for. I'm loving that beans and rice, baby. For y'all people that ain't heard it, I'm going to need y'all to hop on over and get to it. You feel me? But I'm feeling you all the way around. I will be following you on SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? I will be checking you out. I will definitely be following you on Instagram and Twitter. You know what I'm saying? That way I can keep updated. I did run across your Twitter, and that beans and rice is everywhere, baby. I'm loving that. You just promote. And that's what cats don't do enough of out here. So hats off to you all the way around, my dude.
Appreciate it.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, for my people out there, y'all know young girl is a small fish in a big pond. After this, it's back to your regularly scheduled program. So I only got a little bit of time to promote the best. So, again, make sure you are checking for him at that good old Twitter.com/305RAZOR, honey. Just slide on over to that Instagram.com/305RAZOR. Make sure. You can Google him, baby. But you want to get to the fast track, go on and hit that SoundCloud.com/305Razor. Check out his beans and rice. You know what I'm saying? It is on iTunes. So make sure you get your copy, baby. Don't delay. Get on the way. You will, me. Make sure you're checking for everything that he's doing. Now, I want you, because we don't got a lot of time left, you know what I'm saying, to go ahead and really give a shout-out to the people that's really in your camp, that have supported you, that have kept you going, because we want to show them the same love and respect that they have been showing you.
Absolutely. I want to send a big shout-out to my man's Mo Wash, who, you know, gave me my acting debut opportunity. Big shout-out to my Groundhog Radio family. And most of all, I want to give a shout out to the radio pushers who made this interview possible. You know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely, no doubt. And when you got some more stuff that's going on, make sure you come back and see it, baby. That way we can go ahead and make sure everybody knows what's going on. You feel me? We want RAZOR to be in all their mouths, you dig?
True, true.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I want to thank everybody that was listening today. I want to thank Razor for coming and blessing us. Y'all make sure y'all checking for my boy, baby. You know what I'm saying? I want to say deuces to all of y'all. We're going to catch y'all on the flip side, and we out, baby.